Hello, hi, welcome to another Chess Apart. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am joined Pandey, and I'm not alone as usual. I'm joined by...
Khumato Mkhanedi.
That's what's up. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you kind of know what time it is. It's Music Friday, so of course we start with some music news. I think we can start off with actually wrapping up the summer, which took place... This past weekend, which were for me, in my eyes, a flop. And I say this from the bottom of my chest. From the bottom.
The point of departure is a flop.
at this point, even if I'm not invited, I'm okay. I don't see the big deal anyway. It was flocked like flies. I think everybody and their mother was there. The red carpet was a mess. Every single body was on the red carpet. You know, a red carpet, how it's actually done, especially in Hollywood, it's supposed to be organized. There's supposed to be somebody, ushering people who would say, here's Sunday Times, here's Daily Sun, here's, photographers, this is, We had an award-winning reggae artist who actually won on the night, but people did not know. Skeleton Blazer won. Nobody knew who he was. And apart from that, there was a lot of drama. I'm going to vent for a while. Dem Tuda also was excluded from his own performance. So he was told, go sit in the car. We'll call you when it's time for you to perform. And then they had people that are on his song perform nicely without him. And that was his song. It's his latest song. Diwa Guy, I think that's the name of the song.
It's messed up. And now red carpet was a mess. I thought you were going to tell me that the artist in the summer did manage, I got red carpeting. Then the situation of you need to distinguish who's the artist, who's the manager.
I mean, you do. I think it happens everywhere. Right now, artist managers now think of themselves as celebrities.
Yeah.
For some reason, they think that Naboba famous. And it's no, bruh. How are you famous? I'll take one person, for example. We can't write about Simpiwe Majola. He's not a celebrity. He works with celebrities.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
Drift. Yeah, now.
It's not Simpiwe knows, bruh, I like you and everything. We good. I'm not trying to come for you. But... how are you the story?
Plus, who's this?
Bastana.
Uyanda
Mbuli, Bastana Kumalo. That's fine. You hang around celebrities. I think at this point we all do. And it's not a big thing. But it does not make you a celebrity. Unless you're doing something in that field of things. You get what I mean? So it's nothing new. People think that they're celebrities. It's fine. You can be celebrated in your line of work. You can be a celebrated journalist. You can be a celebrated PR mogul. But it does not make you a celebrity. Now, the difference also there is that, for instance, Lerato Lishas, people can argue Lerato Singad, why don't we No, that's because she used to do Big Brother. That was her claim to fame.
Yeah.
Prior to even WHP. Being WHP and her stepping into behind the scenes roles. That's the only thing. Ugugu Katinaye, we can argue. No, is she really famous? Yes, because prior to meeting DJ Tira, she was a dancer. And she was this and this. You know what I mean? So... if you really want the spotlight, keep her album.
Maputu Perez.
That's not a celebrity. And she knows. I think that she knows.
Okay.
I think she knows. I've never seen her try to even, be in the spotlight like that. But anyway, other people that were giving their summer red carpet some light was Babes Odumo, who showed up with a whole wedding gown.
Miss Lamont.
Let me tell you, I like that vibe. Like, people are forgetting how entertaining entertainment actually is. You know, back in the day, you know, it's supposed to be exciting. What's the talking point? And yes. Babes was trending for quite some time because she decided, let me use this moment, Nami. And obviously she said that she's honoring her husband. And
but
girl,
I'm sure Lena know wabon hore people love her.
People definitely
people
do
love her. Okay.
But Babes, we never stopped loving Babes, did we stop?
No, but no, yeah, not chance up because until you talk about music, morning, like, I think when Mampicha was still alive.
Mm, and it was still hence you performed Wololo.
Yeah, and she stopped there. Mm. No, get about Zuma, allegedly, it was Zuma. No, I will go studio. It's a miracle, I think. It was sharp.
Yeah, I think she needs another hit. Can she really top Wololo? Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I think she could. She could.
No, she can. Yeah, I mean, she still has it.
Like, her previous project, they talk for themselves already. You know, she's good. But I'd good help in her in Zengle Makad. Then at least two.
Oh, yes, I haven't heard it. Mm. Yes, I actually haven't heard it. Damn. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty good. Makazi makes everything sound nice.
Then
we want to jump around
then,
and stuff.
Then tell us what happened between 612 and DJ Leo.
I did not see the drama. What's the drama? Spill the tea.
Apparently, DJ Leo was playing a set here, Kwaito, tribute to Kwaito singers.
This is at the after party.
I don't know. It's after party or during the summers.
Definitely after party, yeah.
Then Ziggs treated her. He liked the setting, but the exclusion of Devon Kwaito on the set.
Oh,
okay, that's what he didn't like. Then Cleo, I'm fed on. I'm bra. You've got my numbers. Why do you have to use this platform?
Well, I don't think he would have. That conversation definitely should live on social media because he's putting up a good point. I thought even the performances at the summers, they were kind of like, what is happening? Some of them were just questionable. Most of them were great, fine. We did see a couple of people, Abu Zion from Liquid Deep, making a comeback suddenly on the stage. Shout out Abu Tomi. I don't recall that set. Yeah, I got DJ Clue, I won't lie. What was I doing? There was a point where I went out because I was so frustrated. I decided to just sit outside for some time. I will be honest. I did go outside. There was no kolog, Brian. I knew in the car, Brian. I had a drink. So I was like, let me go sit in the car for a bit and have a drink. I'll admit. Yeah. So I don't recall seeing a DJ Cleo performance. I just know that he went and presented an award on behalf of Radio 2000.
Yeah.
Even for the after party, I did not even stay long. I think I was there for 30 minutes and I was like, I don't want to be here. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was that. I networked for a bit and I was just like, everybody and their mothers, yeah. So I would rather not be. But anyway, that was that. What other drama did I encounter at the summers? Was that it?
No.
No. There's more?
Lot.
Basically, the summers should just pull up their socks. I think that's what that's my chat about.
Them. I told you about that ever since MTN pulled up everything. And I know people went there since it's Motsepe's foundation.
Yes. And you kind of expected to be, you know, Motsepe. Like, that's a big name. You want it to be done correctly. So I don't know if people were just towing money and just too excited about things. I felt like the people that were dealing with Abu Leslie and Lupi, I feel like they were kind of competing. Lupi is the person that took care of me, Leslie. I will say, bruh, I feel like Leslie was kind of sleeping on the job. But yeah.
So two down, two more to go.
Two down, two more to go. And you know what's crazy? I think for me, what amplified my experience being kind of me being a bit judgy about it was that we were just there the other weekend for the Safters and they were smooth sailing. Things were just you know, it was nice. There was nothing that I can fault the Safters for, honestly.
Food.
The food is fine. Like, I mean, I had a vegetarian section for me, which is something that I never get. So I'll give them that. But it was nice. The substance were nice. The drinks were flowing. Everything was nice. Like, we didn't have any issues. Hey, come December, kugcwele. They put alcohol on tables. Then there are not enough tables. Like, just a mess of a show. Like, even this, the entire thing. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, truth be told, they know what they did. Too many people were complaining, and I'll complain for everybody else.
Do you think Kebole 2 should sponsor us?
I'm like, dude, why don't you have an actual car brand drive your people? Can I say this, actually, since I... am I allowed to say this? Okay, I won't say who said it. So there's a specific artist who's been in the industry for quite some time. He was complaining about the goodie bag. The summer's goodie bag. Oh, you know, they gave me... what you call this thing? Like almost like an influencer's package. Uti, they gave me a phone stand. Where's the phone? That's what he said. Yep. He's like, what am I going to do with all these little things? Give me a Bluetooth speaker. No, what I'm saying is back in the day, you know, when you're getting a summer.
Yeah, MTN.
Like you're going to get a phone. If you're getting like a goodie bag for the summer, honali phone, honali headphone, honali voucher, honali airtime. No, like it's a serious thing we need to talk about. And I think all around, like all types of events, all these people, PR people, whatever, we've went down. I think it's gone down. I think we don't respect each other anymore. I think it's just the thing of, yeah, we're now like, yeah, of course you want to be here. We don't owe you anything. But back in the day, it really...
But Leslie, you should pull up your socks, my chief.
The summers, for sure. Please, kindly. Otherwise, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's that about that. Congratulations to the winners. We forgot to say that. Oh, yes. Other drama. Casper Nyovest was actually not so excited about Tyler not winning the Record of the Year award. She won 2 summers, though. Is it not enough?
Hello, South Africa. Sadly, I could not make the summers. I honestly tried so hard. I was even considering getting a blazer to private jet me over there, but I'm shooting a music video, so sadly, I could not make it. But I just want to say thank you guys so much. Thank you, South Africa, for all the support. Like, you guys literally ride for me. So thank you so much. And yeah, the best international. What? Like, I just remember being young and having these dreams of like being able to be like a global artist, and just for our African music to be, I don't know, loved by people all over the world and listened to from all over the world. And it's been happening, you know. Africa is really doing it. Like, we have so many African artists that are killing it, and I'm so happy to be one of them, and that you guys are loving the music and supporting it. It means the world. And I just want to encourage everybody to know that all of us can be international. We are international. Our music is international. Our dancing, everything is loved. So yeah, I just want to encourage you guys, and thank you guys so much. Thank you to my South African Tigers. You guys, I love you guys so much. The OG ones, and just all the Tigers in the world. And yeah, just continue to support and yeah, listen to the music. I dropped the album, so go stream, go stream, go stream.
Does the summer come with money?
Yes. I don't know if it... I know there's one for 10K.
Ah.
Imagine. England, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, there's one for 10K. I think it maybe varies from category to category. Yeah, it does come with money. So how much money? I don't know. But I know there's somebody who got 10K for an award, which is not
best
enough.
New car.
And what is 10K really? What is it?
Grande.
Grande? 10K? Yeah. Oh, okay. Grande. Rent and some change. And then you're just... That's that. Yeah. So Casper Nyovest has challenged Mthandeni SK to a boxing match. This is after he expressed that Mthandeni Record of the Year, really? I think Mthandeni won because Lwazi Nkulu does kind of make good music.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how that won Record of the Year. Can I sing the song? No.
No.
So, yeah, it is questionable that it won Record of the Year. But let's hopefully Casper Nyovest will get into the ring with
Umthandeni.
Wow. Yes, and on a some more, you know, positive lighter note side of things, Pretty Ugly has come out of retirement after he won Best Hip Hop Album.
Mm-hmm.
His last album, which was supposed to be his retirement album, Dust, he won a Summer, and he's saying, you know what, I'm back in the music scene, I'm not leaving. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Wow, I'm over the moon. I'm humbled. I just want to thank God. I want to thank my family. It's been a long time coming. I think it's a very well-deserved award.
Yeah. I know you mentioned that, like, oh, damn, you know, you almost quit the industry, like, after a year ago, you almost quit the industry, rather. Tell me about how you feel right now after that, and what the significance of this maybe has rooted you into coming, like, no, a space.
I mean, honestly, for the last year, just the... Firstly, the country... The country denied my resignation.
Yes.
People just refuse it. And the love that I just received in this last year, you know, with this album rollout has been, like, amazing. Like, there's definitely more music coming. There's a deluxe album coming. We're not stopping. We can't stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me also, I'm going to go back, what you actually felt back then when you actually wanted to take a break. What were the feelings behind that?
Man, I was feeling unappreciated, and not by the industry, by the people that I worked with. Producing the music was very, very difficult. I mean, making the music was easy. Yeah. It was a process of trying to get the music out that left me feeling like I wasn't appreciated. It left me feeling like I wasn't good enough, and just the lack of support that I felt like I was getting was just, it just made it seem like this thing wasn't worth it anymore, you know? But the people who kept me going were my family, my wife, the fans, the supporters, you know? And my close team, like the team of producers that I worked with, Her Cut the Lights, Match Beats, Shooter Coombs, they rejuvenated me. They brought me back to life, honestly, you know? And like I said, like, you know, a year ago, my parents were speaking to me saying, like, Esh, you know, maybe, like, don't you want to go get a job or something? So this is for them as well, you know?
Beautiful chat. Congratulations to him. I'm so excited that he's definitely not leaving hip hop because he's an anchor. I feel
like this summer's never for anyone. Award. Pretty Ugly. Why?
Pretty Ugly deserves this. But they're new, man. This is like 30 years democracy was the theme. This man has been in the game for so many years. He deserves it. I think he's quite underrated. He's been in the music industry for 15 years, has released 500 songs. No, he's been featured on 500 songs. He's released various music, okay? 3 albums, 3 mixtapes, 5 EPs. He needs to win something.
Already,
most of his music is good.
Already, the guy has won the heart of his girlfriend.
Oh, God. doesn't count.
And his credentials can be traced back to his girlfriend. So every motor pop you like a girlfriend. So, but
wow.
I feel like I'm carrying a buffet.
Wow, I'm hurt on his behalf. Ouch.
And he should.
Ouch. Still keeping into the, you know, the music. Still on the musical topic. On an unfortunate note, we did lose a legend in the music industry, Quincy Jones himself, who passed away unfortunately on Sunday at his home in Bele. You know what, Ne? In life, can I just side notes? If I die, can I die, Vela, like in Bele? Like somewhere like nice. Mm. Somewhere in Hollywood, in my big house. That's how I want to die if I die. But I don't want to die. So Jesus must come soon or something like that. Anyway, RIP to him. We did see some of our local celebs obviously trying to jump on that bandwagon and trend alongside his name. Remembering him also for the mark that he's left within the entertainment space. Abuti Kenyeza sharing pictures alongside him. Yvonne Takataka. Anati sharing a picture of Quincy Jones and his father. Interesting. And many others. So RIP He was 91, so he lived a very long and fruitful life. If you don't know Quincy Jones, Nami, I don't know you, if I can say that. Okay, moving on from that, in some more scandalous news, Zotwa wabantu sana. Ayike usisi ubusy, and she allegedly got into a brawl just last weekend with a slay queen, and I really say slay queen, but I don't really mean it. Let me just say social media user, because.
Okay, yeah.
No, I don't think that's... What is a slay queen?
I can give an example.
Yeah, not example, like what really like earns you that title, like, yeah, slay queen.
Slay queen, it's a freeloader who goes to the club, empty-handed, comes back with cash.
Okay, ke slay queen. Okay, shapre, ke slay queen.
That's another description.
But I got slay, lo queen, is what I'm saying. Anywho-y. So this social media user by the name of Debucho Makhoba, okay, look at us giving her some airtime, aka Afro Doll Light, very much light. She took to social media claiming or posting images of her bruised lips and some of her braces missing and her hairline being like itchy-scope at this point because braids were yanked off. Her head, and she claims that it was Zotwa behind all of this. She's like, she's traumatized and she's defeated, her phone is broken, and this is all because of a man.
Benten,
allegedly. Right, Zotwa went to Benten and this lady were apparently flirting, and Zotwa was like, hey Inja. Like,
but I feel Zotwa was continuing where she left off with the boxing fight.
Funny.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
The fight happened in Mpumalanga.
Oh,
and
hectic.
The brawl happened in Delmas.
Maybe one of the spirit of boxing. Yeah. No, I think so. Well, we did reach out to Zotwa and she's like, no, I've been receiving calls from people impersonating themselves as police, so... At the moment, she thinks it's not wise to comment. Well, when you say that, that kind of means, yes, I was in a fight.
Yep.
That's exactly what it kind of translates to. Because if you didn't do it, you would have said, But yeah, so something definitely did happen there. I think it's safe to say. Yeah, but I think celebrities, don't forget. Oh, Zotwa's a celebrity, yeah? Yeah, she is. She is.
Exotic dancer.
You know what? She's really earned her way up there. I need to uskolopat agaseko. She won the celebrity crown. So you need to carry yourself accordingly, you know? But I don't think her brand is that clean anyway. So she can go ahead and live the Kasi lives that she wants to live. Anyway, in some other news though, still in the music scene, Afro Soul is getting ready to host an Academy auditions while releasing a song. Tell us about that, Kumoto.
They run Academy Center, Goteben Music House.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when there are arts, there's poetry, there's acting, there's singing. So Pilapia, they are plowing back to different communities in KZN. Mm. So the hopeful one, they get featured somewhere.
Mm.
But Baba Binang, they get featured go the project in the Afro Soul.
Okay.
So even Obam Kenseng on their latest offering is from the very same academy.
Mm.
So they're doing this twice. Or sometimes Kadi season, they host such auditions.
Shout out. They're putting people on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plus, the husband, their Tande, came, nephew, the late Mbongeni Ngema.
Oh, shame.
So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Shame.
But they umbitaka and umbitaka baba. Now, the Torke is a son. No.
Oh.
It's an uncle. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. We like the Ngema family, actually, because they've definitely contributed a lot in this music industry. So shout out for him following in his uncle's footsteps, I guess, in this regard. Absolutely. Still in the Durban scene. I think Durban definitely made headlines this week. DJ Bongz, now he's bought himself a nightclub. He's now the owner of Views Urban Grill and Rooftop, formerly known as Views at 25 in Durban. Business moves, I guess.
You once went there.
He once worked there.
Kerwana, you once went there.
Did I? Obvious. Don't know. I never Views. Remember when I go to places. Like, I generally don't. Like
Views is the... Back then, it was Sky Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, before your 2010.
Yeah.
So, but to, like, lift in Enalo, Hostaka.
Oh, hectic. Yeah. Okay, I was not there when the lift was...
But I'm telling you, like, lift in a low stack, maybe go my
train,
like, oh, staggy. So, yeah, but you're not sharp, get lap sharp.
It's,
I wonder, yeah, bong suit, like, improve a young.
Yeah.
Because Motor I own was Holo.
Okay.
And Holo apparently
did what?
Eh.
Something.
Hmm. So Zakala.
Yeah. Well, hopefully DJ Bongs will give it a good name again, right? I like it when musicians or actors step out of their comfort zone and they step into the business scene, because we all know that there's nothing is promised in this industry. So when you step out and try something on your own, you know, hopefully it will work out. That's that on that. Still in Durban though. Professor.
Yo.
So I don't know. Yes, when I saw this, let me tell you. Let me tell the story and then I'll tell you what I thought. So Kwaito Style Professor says he's disappointed by scammers impersonating him with fake accounts, or a fake account specifically on Facebook.
Yes.
He's saying that whether it's good stuff that this person is sharing or bad stuff, he is distancing himself from this page. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Sanmona, my name is Professor. So I'm making this video to report or notice a fake account. No man imposter we account a page le Facebook at Professor Kalawa. Axi yimi. Hello, it's not me. Imposter nje. Uzenza mina poster yonke into yami. Anga poster noma into ezinhle noma ezinjani angihambisani nayo. It's not me. Ngicela nje ukuthi kube clear lo. So to anyone othintekalayo, ngicela nje nazi ukuthi akusiyimi futhi nje angisike nje umuntu Facebook ngale ndlela. Dala ngizomngireporta ngiyahluleka. So ngicela anyone okwazi ukungisiza, ningisize bafethu ukuthi sim expose lo Satan or the step ukuthula. Ngiyacela nje abantu abakwazi ukungisiza bangisize. Mina ngikamala mo professor. Ngiyonazisa njalo ama content nje, but nje akusiyimi. Ngiyacela nje ningireportele igama lami liklineke. Ngiyabonga. Ngathi uNkulunkulu ngaba nathi. Siyabonga.
Right. Now I can say what I thought. So what I thought is that nobody's really talking about Professor right now. So some of these things are really cooked, you know. I really feel that way. Some of these things are so
now
cooked.
Thinking about it, it makes sense.
You understand? Like, these things are proper cooked, you know? And the way that it was shared, like, I found one of his friends sending me the video, like, please share. I don't think we really, like...
Okay, yeah, cool.
I that's why I even just... I mean, I blue-ticked it. I was like, no, he wants people to talk about him now so that people can remember, oh, Professor, and then now December. Okay, bookings, you know, follow me on this page, the correct one. Like, follow me again. Like, no, it's almost just
right.
Like a cooked up
thing. You're right.
And we're giving it the airtime that he wants it to be. He's a legend in the game. If you want airtime...
And in most cases, this guy, if you write such a story, wouldn't comment.
He wouldn't comment. Mm-hmm. So now you're shooting a whole video utuguna satani. You know, you're trying to make it seem. Yeah, so that's my theory on this. But yeah, and I won't take my theory back.
I don't think.
That's the chat. In other news, though, Prince KB rattled the cage by shading Brenda Fassie. Apparently, this is happening again. The music producer, you know, shook things up with his comment about the late superstar. He said average, he called her an average lyricist. Now, I do not agree with this statement on many levels. I don't think I really used to listen to Brenda Fassie back in the day because, you know, I grew up in a pastor's house. There are a lot of things that were banned. But in my adult life, I've, you know, listened to her like and properly tried to, you know, follow her career and understand who she was in this music industry. And I feel like, you know, she was quite great at what she did. I don't know about you, since you probably grew up listening to her music. But there were, on Mi Toto To, she was rapping when people were not rapping. I think there was a bit of rap there that she was introducing, you know, storytelling. And I think when you can sing but tell a story, I think that's like a great lyricist. Yeah. That's what, who's this man? Who's this man? Oh my gosh. Who's going to be at the Super Bowl? Who's this man? Kendrick Lamar. That's what Kendrick Lamar would have said about, I feel like that's what he would say about Brenda Fassie in terms of the way that she was telling stories at the time. Well, obviously people just, he just experienced a lot of backlash on social media. Yeah, saying Brenda Fassie's pen game was average. Like, let her rest in peace, bro.
I wonder Bongani Faso Ufilavyang. And I tried reaching out to him, but
hello.
With no avail.
Yeah, no, that one. That one. I, okay. Nah, yeah. Listen, Bongani. I. Anyway, in some other news, as a country, we've been mourning a relationship. We've been mourning Rachel Kolisi and Siya Kolisi's divorce. I don't know if the divorce is final. Is it final? I wonder. But since then, you know, we are wearing black every day. Some of us, you know, in remembrance.
may I divert a bit? What's your take about the 406 tips? Because that's been trending.
That's what's been trending. That's what's been trending.
One thing I noticed, there was no protection whatsoever in those ten clips that I've seen. So
what does he do? Like, does he take prep?
I don't know, but the ladies who are there were colleagues, sister-in-law, and colleagues, children, not children, in fact, daughters.
Yeah.
So, like, kuningi nje.
This man is sick, is what I gotta say. That's my
young and old.
He's sick, and he has a proper addiction that needs, he needs help.
But I feel that there's nothing wrong that he did.
By sleeping with his sisters-in-law.
No, wait. Because
and
no,
children.
Because, okay, how?
Raw.
How? Because that means u-fostin. So it shows hore badumelani.
Badumelani, because it doesn't make it.
Look at the camera, that lady.
Yes. Yo, he must be really good. Like, he must be really good. His tongue, like, he must be good at convincing and stuff. But I'm not saying that he raped. Not that I know of. But what I'm obviously, yeah. But also for me, I feel like it does not, whether it was consensual or not, it does not take away from the fact that it's really just disgusting, for the fact that you went and had, you know, a sexual encounter with your in-law.
But
with your in-law.
But man, I feel
so mina when mashata la posita I do usiswam u begile uti hey, I'm gonna get my chance. She doesn't know. Like, that's just weird. Like, it's just on just it makes me question his integrity just as a man. Like, we all love sex. I think the whole world knows that it's an amazing thing, but we don't have to make it that, you know. And especially where you do all of these things without protection.
Because it shows what he's a super.
It's an abuse
addict.
Of power. Yeah. If that was my father, I would disown him.
Uncle,
I would say that I don't have a father.
Uncle.
And if that was my uncle, he probably would have had me too. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking. That's disgusting. No.
Mm-mm. Okay, let's go back to Jesus.
Going back to Rachel and Siya Kolisi. Well, yeah. Rachel Utiena, she's dedicated to her healing journey. And it's obviously going to take her some time because she's, you know, heartbroken. They've been together for years, ever since they were quite young. So it is quite a separation, especially because their lives were very much intertwined, like from Siya Kolisi's sister and brother, and the fact that they took them in as kids and they adopted them. Yeah, kuninginje. I just really want to know why they broke up. And, you know, Rachel seems to be more forthcoming with information of her healing and sharing some stuff with the world. Usiya obviously has more to lose. I hope at some point he'll, you know, give us that information. Even if it's in the form of a book, we'll read it in one sitting. That's that on that. That's that on the cheating and the sex and the whatever. In some, I don't know if we're anticipating this, the Comedy Central roast is something that has been taking place for quite some time in SA. We've seen AKA, the late AKA, being roasted. We've seen Kanye Mbao, our fave, or my fave, being roasted and taking it and all of that. So I wonder how Pearl Tusi's roast is going to go. You know, she right now has a reality show that we didn't ask for on BET. Shout out to her for that, if that's what she wants to give. Yeah, she's a DJ, something that we also didn't ask for. She will be releasing music at some point. I wonder what it will sound like. So now the roast of everything that comes with her. She says she's ready. So it'll be taking place sometime in November, actually on the 21st at the Lyric Theatre. That's far. Am I going to go? Are you going to go?
Aye. And now I've got time for
other things.
Yeah.
Other things. Seeds. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Nah, but anyways, I won't go.
Right.
Yeah.
On another dramatic note, before we close this entire episode. Did I say one? Two. Okay. One is the fact that Musa Keys has seemingly alluded to the fact that he is expecting a baby. We all thought he was playing for the other team, but he's trying to convince us that he's, you know, I think he's expecting a baby, allegedly, in case tomorrow we report something else. Two is that there's a social media war that's taking place between Sima and Cyan Bougie, which has led Cyan Bougie to post an entire
available balance.
Ish. Sana Isiras. Can you imagine if somebody was to leak your bank balance right now? It's in. In your savings.
There's no savings. There's
you don't have to tell us. You know that.
There's triple 20. Yeah, no triple 20. There's 0.27.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I took it all yesterday.
All of it?
For taxi fare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say. So find another way to leak that. But you know what's crazy? And I wonder if it's the same with Cyan. I don't recall if you remember. No, I don't know if you remember. When I said, I move my money. So in my balance, it will show maybe 0 or 100 rand or 50 rand. But in my actual account, in my
savings,
because there's three accounts there by FNB. In my other account, that's where the actual money stays. And then there's a Capitec. So if you actually check now on my balance, let's check. Actually, it's not 0. But nginemali, naifuti enyemali. So I really wonder if that's the case with her. That was quite an embarrassing moment, I wouldn't lie. Mara, what's interesting is that, yes, she had the little amount in her bank balance.
Yep.
But she was buying food. So do you understand? I feel like she had the luxury to do that. Maybe she has money in a different account.
But it's sad. It's embarrassing. Eh?
Yeah, that's very embarrassing. So hopefully that will get her some gigs and brand collaborations. People will be like, maybe we need to give her some money. Futhi, she's dating, you know, a scammer. Ghost Ruby. Ghost Ruby is, you know, portraying...
He's a scammer.
He's not a scammer. I take it back. He's not a scammer. Sorry. I take it back.
Oh, he's a spoiled brat.
I'm saying, no, he's portraying this luxurious, you know, expensive, rich lifestyle that we all know is not real. You know, but as to call up, that's all the drama, right? Yes. Did I miss anything?
Nope.
Well, that's the chat. So that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get our podcast or your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChisAlive. This Chisapod is a Times Life production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, goodbye for now.